If we can go backwards and move to the task force reports, if we can, please. And we'll start with Hong Kong Island. And I'll report and brief you on that. First of all, you see we met in our last meeting, as you see, was 19th of May, so some time ago now. But we had a long and, I think, productive discussion around the plans to enhance the area to the north of City Hall, the present Piazza area, where we agreed that we should try and keep the history, the tradition, if you like, but come up with a design which was more suited, if you like, to today's needs. And what was interesting was that we actually agreed that we'd work alongside the team, and you see that there was a separate session when we provide further design input to the project team. An example, if you like, of commission and task force working with the government. And I think that we now all feel, I think, that we've got something that's very interesting by way of a new design. So that's productive, and that's ongoing, and it's initiative being driven by the Harbour Unit. Support, thinking of things that we're going to do or going, we should be listing on the list, that certainly should be one. You see we also had a briefing by the proponents of the observation wheel, and maybe in a minute we could have an update from Harbour Unit on that. We felt that the wheel in itself, as you see, was probably not enough, and therefore the ancillary facilities were equally important, the food, the beverage, the shelter, the shading, how you dealt with elderly people, children, etc. All these things were raised with the proponent, most of which, to be fair, he had already thought of, but again, it was a useful working session with the observation wheel proponent. And then we had another discussion around the exhibition station site, where the planning department has now produced a draft planning brief, and we worked through that with them, looking at particularly connectivity. Connectivity not only to the station areas and to the public transport areas, but also connectivity to the waterfront. And we've asked to be kept informed as to how they enhance that connectivity. We feel that the underground spaces are particularly important, and access to those underground spaces, and then across the road to the waterfront. An example of the task force ensuring that we get the people to the water and along the water. As the planning brief is refined, the planning department have undertaken to keep us informed on what's happening. And as you see, the summary of the discussion was conveyed to the Town Planning Board on the 30th of June. And then we had a discussion around Fenwick Pier, which is an ongoing saga, where this Fenwick Pier, if you remember, is how we, this is the facility we use to bring visiting naval crew onshore. Fenwick Pier is struggling to come up with a solution which meets the acceptance of the Town Planning Board and also the adjoining APA area. And I think, again, our views were conveyed to the Town Planning Board, but I don't think they've yet considered the case. I think it's now been deferred until October or November. But maybe Harbour Unit, you could just brief us on Observation Wheel and Fenwick Pier.
Yes, thank you, Chair. On the observation wheel, according to our informal site visit and also reports from the operator, they actually now have commenced this construction of the wheel itself, and they have submitted remaining application to relevant departments, including fire, buildings, etc. They now advise that the latest schedule for opening the wheel is mid-October, which I understand it's a little bit later than their original schedule, late September. So the latest estimate is mid-October. So we'll keep on monitoring the situation, make sure that we're open on time. And for the Fenwick Park application, we understand that the applicant has submitted some further information, including revised technical assessments, architectural drawing, and landscape proposal, in response to some comments they received earlier. So the gist actually was circulated to members for further comments on 11th of August, and so we are waiting possible comments from members. And Plan D in parallel is seeking department's further comments on the application. So the chairman is right to say that the discussion will be deferred, subject to their further supplementary information. Thank you, Chair.
Do you think it needs to come back to us, or do you think we can deal with it through circulation?
We have circulated it, so okay. Unless there's serious objections to it, then maybe we can just do it that way. Yeah.
I think it was more not necessarily objections to it. I think it's more trying to facilitate the outcome, if you like, in a way that met everyone's interests and concerns. Thank you. Any comments or observations on the? Sorry, Paul?
Yep. Yeah, a few things. The PTI at the exhibition station, we've just gone through a horrific experience about the PTI under the Wong Chuk Hang station, because the design of the station and the money was locked into the agreement with the MTR. We're going to have a horrible grey, sticky thing standing on the side of the road, which is going to look worse than any other PTI in Hong Kong. So I just want to make sure that the TD sets these standards for the PTI at the exhibition station, but also at the North Point Estate. How can we make sure that these things will become very interesting and different from all the other PTIs that we know in Hong Kong, and not just the normal PTI standards with big yellow lights and lots of concrete and wooden boards and banners to keep the smoke out of people's nose? But how can we get something very nice out there under the PTI? Because that's going to be the ground level feature, and I will be, can we do something different? Because I know it's out of the control of the planning department, and it's out of the control over everybody, but except for the transport department. But we haven't heard from transport yet, and how we can do the PTI design. Then the One Shai design study. When will that be progressing in terms of timing of the things that we're going to do? The opening of the Ferris wheel. Are we going to be the first guinea pigs? So it's a Harbourfront and Houseman Committee, this Harbour Authority kind of event or not. But I think we should think about whether we use that opportunity. And my last question to Chairman, the billboards at the entrance to the Cross Harbour Tunnel. I know right now behind the billboards is a work site, and those containers will at some stage be removed. Can the billboards be removed at the same time that we remove the containers? Can we make sure that the open harbour view for everybody that goes to the tunnel, and there's lots of thousands of and millions of people in the year, actually that they can see the water instead of see big advertising blocking the views of the water there? And this is an old point we raised in 2006, but the time has come that we start really thinking about the timing of when the billboards will disappear there. Thank you.
Right, 4 points. TD, are you here?
Yes, Chairman.
Transport interchanges, particularly exhibition stations.
Yes, Chairman, according to the requirement, the project proponent will be required to submit a master layout plan with the TIA for TPEB's for timing board approval. So Transport Department will be offering our detailed comment and comprehensive advices on that regard.
Can you take back our concern?
Yes, of course.
Thank you. Please.
Yes, thank you.
KK, One Chai study, do you have latest status?
Yes, it's, the progress is on schedule, and the task force will be kept informed.
Okay.
And involved as well.
Thank you. Thank you. The wheel?
Yes. I would just like to add a point on the Wang Chai study. Indeed, as suggested by members before, a task group would actually be formed under the Hong Kong Task Force after the engagement of the consultant to provide an interactive platform for such discussion.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
And
do we know when the consultant's likely to be appointed?
Yes, actually. The consultant should start work in Q4.
Q4.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
This year.
Good. Observation wheel? Can we be guinea pigs?
I will relay this desire to be the guinea pig to the operator.
Mr. Zimmerman's desire.
Is this a consensual wish?
I mean, if we're honest, we did hope it would be we could open on the 24th of September with the launch of the second phase, but obviously it slipped. Mm. Yeah. Billboards we'll pick up and take back. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Anything else on Hong Kong Island? No, thank you.